Yes, hi.
Hello, this is Rick.
Hi.
How you
Yeah, right.
doing? Is
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah. Yes.
All right, perfect. So, Michael, this is Rick Martin. We were just chatting on the website, and we were discussing about some kind of a social media application. So, can you give me a bit
Right.
introduction about your application and some features that you like to have?
Yeah, but you say you have some questions before?
No, I was asking that you need to give me the idea. You need to describe the idea, and if there's any kind of a questions in there, I mean, in terms of the functionality, in terms of the process, right? So I can ask them.
Yeah, right, but it's basically it's like sending text or something like that, like a social media app, right? You can post things. It's basically that kind of thing.
So do you have the features in mind? I mean, is it like a all the social media, like a Facebook or Instagram, or what kind
Right,
of
something like
applications are
that.
there? What I do with you is that if you're finished with the
Yeah, well, most of the features that it's those kinds of app already have.
because we have projects in five buildings. Okay, so can you give me a bit introduction? I mean, how exactly would it function, and how do you plan to monetize the application?
Sir, what's monetize?
I mean, how are you planning to generate the revenue through the application?
Well, you mean like how I'm gaining money of it out of it?
Yes. How do you plan to make money out of it?
I think like the best thing is marketing, I suppose so. Like publicity.
And I mean,
Advertising.
advertisement, all right, like ads, right? So,
Yeah.
when we talk about for the social media app, right? It's kind of a very deep the model that we're talking about, right? And I'm not sure if you're planning to start up that big, but I mean, we always recommend our customers to go with a MVP model, which is a minimal viable product, right? Where there are limited features available, right? And once you start gaining the attraction on the applications, you start making your application more adding more of the features in there, right? So do you
Yeah.
mind do you mind me asking, I mean, what kind of a budget do you have for that?
Like how much money but what is the like the pricing actually?
Well, honestly,
How
for
does it work? Like, is it by hours?
yes, it's basically the hourly basis, right, that we are going to build it. And approximately we talk about for the application, that would taking the time of somewhere around 2.5 or 3 months maximum time, right? So I mean, if you're working with any kind of a budget, right, and if you think that you have that
Well,
kind
for
of a budget.
example, how much time would your company take to create an app that just is function with texting and publications? How much would that take?
Well, honestly, for that particular, right, I should say, 2.5 or 3 months would be enough for deploy the application on iOS store and Android store, and that would be ready and functioning and downloadable on the user's phone as well.
Yeah, so it's 2 to 3 months, and that's how much would it be like that, something like that.
Well, to be very honest, it totally depends upon the features that you would like to have, right? And that's the reason why I wanted to speak to you over the phone, so we can discuss about the features, and we can come down to the pricing as well. So do you have the features in mind? I mean, specific features that you like to have in the application, so we can list down the features and give you the estimation as well.
Well, right, but via phone I can explain like like how is it but not precisely, 'cause I rather like make a list, and it's like more easier for you to understand, I think. Like via.
Do you have something in written, you're saying?
Yeah, I think it would be if I write it, like it's more like with steps. I think it's more easier, and you and like if it's easier to know how much time it would take.
Sure. So, well, why don't we do this way? I mean, you list down everything, and you send it to my email, and I'll sit down with the development team and the designing team, and then we'll have a meeting, and we can discuss the further, process. We can discuss the application, cost as well, the price as well, and we can have a further conversation on that.
Right, I could send like right now a quick list, like short, so you can see a little bit like how's it like, but and then you can ask questions about each point, which one you want more details.
Sure. I mean, just send it to me, and I'll review, and we can continue discussion.
Right, well, I'll send it right now.
Sure. I'm just
Okay.
standing by on the phone.
Okay, well, it's fine. Yeah, I send the email.
Okay, let me check.
Yeah, I don't know if you want. I just put some basic things, like the main things. So I don't know if you want to ask the questions via here or via email. It's fine for me.
Right. I'm just trying to read it, and just a moment. So it says features, texting, images, videos, etc., connected to other users, close to the devices, send a request to other users, close to the device. Users are able to make money out of the app based on their profile, published images, videos, lives, connected to everyone nearby. I mean, all the other parts are good. All the other points are doable. I just need to understand what exactly it means by users are able to make money out of the app based on their profile. I mean, how
Well, for
exactly.
example, on YouTube, when a certain amount of people publish a video, I think it makes money out of it when you have, for example, views or something like that, likes, I don't know.
Right. I
So
mean,
it would be
on
that.
YouTube, it is basically, YouTube pays to, the customers or, the pages, the publishers, according to that. So, I mean, are you saying that you are going to be paying, to all the users that are going to, publish a video on the platform, and you're going to pay them on 1,000 per views? Is this what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right. So what exactly I mean your a 1,000 per views rates are, I mean, how exactly they are going to, what exactly they're going to make on 1,000 views?
First, I think like it would be better to users first ask them the a minimum amount of how do you say, if people are following them, and then after that, after each video that they make, they will be gaining a certain amount of money. But first, they need to have a certain amount of following. It can just be anyone, I think it's best.
So what's your criteria? I mean, in terms of payouts, or in terms of making the money, well, what's your payout or what's your criteria? Because you're saying that there should be a certain number of followers there, right? So what is
Yeah.
the number followers, and why do you think people would choose you over YouTube? I mean, because obviously YouTube pays are paying is a very good amount, right? I mean, on 1,000 per views, there are, their ratings are around $3 to $5 on 1,000 views. So if talking about you, right, where
Yeah,
is
right. But I would make the same or even more amount as them because there's not like at first in the app it would not be like a lot of people, so it wouldn't be hard for me to like know who to give money or something like that.
Right. So you have mentioned a part where you state that users are able to make money out of the app based on their profile. So I mean, is this going to be a main feature? Because that could be a USP of the application, where people are going to be attracted towards that they can make a money out of the application. Because when we are talking
Right, it
about
would be
for
one of the main features, right?
Right. So I mean that there should be some kind of a strategy, or there should be some kind of the payout return or payout of policy, that there is a certain criteria that you have to fall in, and that could be a payout. So do you have any kind of a chart, or do you have any kind of a roadmap for that's going to be the criteria, and once they fulfill all the requirements, then further they'll be able to make that kind of a money upon 1,000 views or and etc.
Right, but what's the question? Like, what is the what do I ask for?
I mean, usually when we talk about for YouTube, I'm just giving an example, right?
Right, right.
YouTube pays out criteria is, they pay out on 1,000 per views. Okay, if you have 1,000
Right.
per views, you can make on you can make a $3 to $5 in between on 1,000 per views, right? And if it
Right.
as by 1,000 increases, 1,000 more, right? You make more money, and that's how the sky is the limit. So in terms of your application, how exactly you a user will be making making money on the application?
First, I think that the same is in the maybe the likes. I don't, but I think like those kind of things, like those features that like we shall discuss it after the main features. Like I think the features like how much money would someone make as a in a video is not like I think that's after the main things are done, right? Or like it's the opposite upside.
Okay. Well, yes. On YouTube, there is a criteria that you should have at least a number of followers and a subscribers, and
Right.
after that, there is a monetization turned on your application, so you get an email that you have a monetization turned on, and you now further on you'll start making money. So, I mean, there should be some kind of the policy. That at least a minimum of 200 followers or subscribers should be there, and or friends we call right there, and then after a further subscribers increases, the number of views increases as well. I mean, in terms of the making a such application, it's a bit detailed application, and I'm not sure what kind of a budget are you working with. So would you mind telling me what kind of a budget do you have in mind?
I think that for starters, when the application comes out, it's not as popular as any application that already exists. So I wouldn't mind doing example. For example, for at first, each user would have, for example, a minimum of 500 followers. But then, if it gets popular or if there is more downloads, I think it's better that we increase the amount of followers that we ask for more followers to each user, but I think that at first it would be like 500 followers per user, and then it would be like, for example, $5 per I don't know, 1,000 likes. So if you do the math, it would be like my revenue amount of $10,000, or maybe yeah, $10,000, $15,000, something like that at first.
Right. My question is, I mean, what kind of a budget do you have to develop such application?
Like what I just said, the amount 10,000. I think like it's something risky, so I don't think. I think $10,000 is right, 'cause it's something pretty risky, I think.
So you're saying that you have a budget of $10,000 to invest and develop such application, correct?
Right, but $10,000 when the application comes out, not before.
All right. Now, I'd like to give you a bit introduction about our company, how we works, right? We
Right.
don't work on such basis that we first assign a resource, right? And start designing and developing and do the complete application for you and deploy it, and then after you pay, right? I
Yeah.
mentioned to you on the chat as well that we work for hire, right? And when we are building an application, there is a upfront fee for that, a 50%, right? So we can initiate with the project, and then after, once we are going with the further milestones, right? Means to say, once the design and development stage is accomplished, you approve that. Upon that, there is a 25% 25% the other remainder fee apply. And then after, on the deployment, when I say deployment, it means publishment of the application on Android or iOS, right? There is a final 25% payment remainder paid out as well, right? So we strictly work for hire, and there is a upfront fee, a 50% minimum that we discussed. So I'm not sure if you are comfortable or if you are planning to work in that direction.
Like you've mean like you asked for 15%.
50%, 50, 50% upfront
50.
On the time when we are kicking off the project, when we are initiating with the discovery and a
Yeah,
development.
that's for me. No, that's for me. It's fine. No, I would like to ask a question before. When the app is like finished done, like it has to be published on, let's say, App Store or Play Store, right?
Right.
Yeah, and
And that
after
would
that,
increase your that would increase your the budget as well. I mean, if you go for a one store, when I say one store, it could be either Android or it could be Play Store, App Stores, right? So whichever the platform you go for, that would depend upon that would have a direct connection with the pricing as well. Just like you mentioned, in $10,000, and you have given the list of features, right? That's again a doable, but it's going to be for only one platform. It's not going to be for two platforms initially, because it would increase the cost of the application development. When we talk about for one platform, I think that's doable, and there's a flexibility as well in terms of the pricing, right? But going for two platforms, it would increase the price a double, or I should say at least a 75% on top of $10,000. So
All right, so
how many platforms do you want in terms of the application to be deployed?
I thought it like at first, but if you tell me that it is better for one platform before, I think it would be best. But I thought that it could be like the two platforms on once.
Well, yes, I mean, if your pocket allows, and if you think you can afford the two platforms, right? You can definitely go with the two platforms, but we always recommend our customers to go with minimum, right? Where they know the limitations, and they know how much they have to invest. Because again, we can build as big enterprise application for you, but it solely depends upon the kind of investment you have or the kind of money you have. So just like you mentioned that you are comfortable paying $10,000, right? So I would suggest you to go with a one platform, because the list of features that you have defined, that's are doable within that budget, or if you've increased, right? So we can bring it down in the same price circle of $10,000, right? Now, coming back to to the platforms, right? The platforms are of the audience is separate on two platforms. Means to say, there are two audiences that uses Android and that uses Apple. So you have to first tell, or you have to first decide which audience you like to target first. I mean, is it going to be Android or is it going to be Apple? And that solely depends upon you.
All right, so I think we'd be the best one platform first.
All right, perfect. So, which platform? I mean, either Android, or are we talking about for Apple?
I think Apple would be the best.
Which one do you use? I mean, when we talk about for building an application, we always recommend our customers, the device or the software they use. I mean,
I actually
are you
have
an
access to
Android
the.
user?
I have access to the two of them, so for me it doesn't matter.
All right, perfect. It's because that when we are in the development stage or testing phase, we will be giving you a the beta version. We'll be giving you a testing version that's going to be downloadable on your phone, so you download that application, right? And
All
you
right.
test it
So I
and
think
you
it would be
give
the
it.
best Android then.
All right, perfect. So
I just have a question. If first it's Android, right? And then I want it to be Apple. Can that be done? Or like it
Definitely.
can be done?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Yes.
But
I
like,
tell you.
does it have to start over from the start, or like you just transfer
Yes.
it?
No. When we talk about for the engine, right, or the mechanism of the application, right, that would remain same, but in terms of the languages or in terms of the coding, right, that would have to change. I mean, in terms of the design, the visuals, right, we can play around with that, but when we talk about for the coding, the development languages are different for the Android and for the Apple, for the iOS, right? So we have to.
Yeah, but when you say that it costs the double because it's two features, like two platforms, does it cost the double for me when the application is done, or like for me to pay the company? Why does it cost the double?
It's because that there are two separate teams that will be assigned on the project, right? There is
Right,
Android
but
and there is.
if I have an amount of $10,000, could I just like put half of it on the first and the other half on the other one?
No, I mean, first, one application should be completed, right? I mean, if you're
Yeah.
saying that spending $5,000 for one application, right? That's not doable for us to develop an application for you. Okay, I mean, there are companies, that can offer you, right? But again, there is no guarantee for the ownership, or there is no guarantee in terms of, having the same amount, charged a one time, right? There are companies that charge on a monthly basis or annual basis, and they do not give you ownership of the application. This application will be solely yours, and you will have the 100% ownership of the application. And the best part is that you don't have to give any kind of a monthly or annual charges to us. It's just a one-time development fee that we'll be charging you, right? And we will be also giving you a flexibility in terms of the payment plan. Just like I described earlier, that the application would initiate with the 50% cost. Let's say if you begin the application, right, you just have to pay $5,000 upfront, and then after, once the first milestone is first or second milestone is covered or is accomplished, then comes the development phase. You'll have to pay a 25% a $2,500 that moment as a second installment, and then a third milestone. Or third installment will be paid upon the publication on Android platform. I hope that
Yeah,
makes sense.
right. But if with the feature that I sent you like 10 minutes ago, how much time would that take?
Well, just like I said, it is doable within a 2.5 or 3 months of maximum, right? Because initially, we'll just be starting with the designing phase. We'll see the viability. We'll see we'll have to do the research, or either there are some kind of a competitors in the market, right? And what kind of a technologies are they using, or what kind of a designs they have. And upon that, we'll start doing the designing for the entire application, where we will set the color scheme. We'll set the icons as well. We'll set the entire layout, the screens of the application. Just give an example, right? When I say screens, it means the profiles, the pages, the different pages, like a post screen, or the profile screens, or the setting screens, or other, etc., right? And there
Yeah.
you'll be able to see the entire the application in the design phase, not in a functional phase, but in a design phase, that how the application is going to look like. There you'll be giving us the feedback how the application should be, or if there are any kind
Sorry,
of
do I
defects.
create? I have to create the design, right?
No, that's going to be done by us. That's what I'm
No, but
saying.
can I give like how I want it to look like?
Oh yes, definitely. You'll
But how
have
do I
it.
give that? Like, how do I do that? Like, how do I tell you how do I want to look like?
There are two ways to go about it. I mean, either you are personally a designer, or you have any kind of likeness, or you like any kind of application that are out in the market. Okay, so we'll use that color board, or we'll use the color theme for that application or the design. Or other way is that you're yourself a designer, and you share your designs with us, and we start developing and playing around with that, and we'll do the complete coding of the application, and we'll make it fully functional for you. So are you yourself a designer, or you need the experts to be assigned on the project? Because we have expert designers that will be working on the application for you.
I think it would be best that, like, I just give general designs that I want, and the rest I think that it shall be like it should be like. I think that, like, I just give you the general things I want, and then, like, it's normal, like how is our it's normal, just normal.
Definitely. All right, well, I think you'll be needing our expert designers, and I tell you one thing, the best part about our designers is they use a custom designs for each individual application. So I'm pretty sure when we are designing the application, you'll love the design, and you won't be requiring any kind of amendments. But even if you require any kind of a changes in there, you have a unlimited rounds of revisions, and you request as many changes, we'll do it for you. And once you are satisfied with the design and you approve it, we'll go forward for the development stage of the application. Now, coming back to the application, how soon do you want to get started with the application?
I think, like, the sooner is possible, thinking the best, like.
I mean, I was planning to share this features with the team, and we get started by today. So, what do you say of getting started today?
Yeah, right. But could I just, like, first send you, like, more information again about the. Well, the app, or like that's the on the Zoom,
Yes,
like.
that's exactly what we want. I mean, that's why I asked you to share the features, because when we are moving forward, before any kicking off the project, we'll be sending you a contract, right? Now, a contract
Right.
is basically where we are going to log the information that we are going to develop, and the team is going to perform the task for you. You sign it, and we kick off the project, and upon that, we share the designs, and we share the development screens as well. So if you have more further information that you'd like to put in and provide to us, please do the needful, and I think we'll have a further conversation on that. And then I think as soon as you say that all the information is full, so we can go forward and start start making a contract, and sign it as a full contract, and we'll begin the project then.
Oh yeah, right. So, when I in the meeting, like the after the meeting, do I need to pay, or is, like, how is it, like, when?
Right. When you sign the contract, on the day when you're signing the contract, you'll have to make a first 50% upfront fee. Whichever
The country is made after the meeting, right?
Yes, definitely. Once we have the full information, just like you described, that you have more information to provide, or you'll do a further bit of research, that what information or what exactly the other information is or features needs to be added in the application. Once you provide all that and you say that's all now, and I want to get started now, so then we'll make a complete contract for you, an engagement contract, where we are going to describe the complete scope of work that the team is going to perform for you within that particular time, the time frame, also the milestone, the payment breakdown as well. And then once you sign it back, at that moment, you'll just have to pay a 50% upfront fee, and we'll start the project for you. And within a week, we'll share the designs, we'll share the screens with you, and we will be on a daily basis on a discussion, so you and I are on the same page. And I personally will be looking after your project. So, in terms of the design part, you don't have to worry.
Yeah, right. For the feature that is it like, for example, if people need to send money, like those kind of things are pretty like it needs to be secure, right? That because it's money. So like can you like does the company like have something to make a really secure secure the app? How does that work?
Okay, now it does not have anything to do with us or with anyone, right? When anyone is, getting paid, they'll have, the bank account directly connected with the application. So they'll just have to, check out, or they'll just have to transfer the funds from their account to, to their, to their bank account directly, and they'll receive the funds directly immediately. So it's all going to be secure. And obviously it's a application, so we'll have a multiple firewall securities added into the application. So all that information or all that amount is going to be within that particular amount user, and it's not going to be shared with anyone else except you, because you'll be the owner of the application, and you'll know the revenue of each individual person.
Right. What do I need to do right now?
Well, I mean, if this is the all information that we have, or this is the all features that you need, right? So I think this is the best time to get started with, and I'll prepare a contract for you within half an hour. I'll share the contract with you. You sign it, and we'll begin the project then.
Yeah, but for that, I think it's better like first, I think that is the best. Like right now, I can give you more information again on email, and then tomorrow morning, I think is the best.
Sounds perfect. Take your time for that. No worries, Michael. Take your time. Meanwhile, I'll just do my personal research as well. And if there's anything, any information that I can add on that could be helpful for this application, right? I'll share that with you as well. And we can discuss it. And once you say that that should be a great idea, we'll add it in the contract. And by tomorrow, or whenever you say you're comfortable to get started, we'll get started the project then. Okay?
Right. So, could I before any could I give you the more information? Like, where do I give you that?
You can just email, just like you email that. You can email that, and I'll prepare a complete contract where I'll have all this information noted down. And then once you say, this is all, you can sign it and you can send it back, and we'll be good to go then.
Oh yeah, right. I'll send you an email right now. Like I'm gonna put again like the same thing points, and like each point, like just if you have any question on each point, you can just ask me, and then I'll answer it. All right.
Perfect, not a problem. Is there anything else I can assist you, Michael?
No, that's fine.
All right, not a problem. Take care of yourself.
Okay.
Pleasure speaking to you, buddy, and looking forward to work with you.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye.